In 1980, the U.S. Olympic hockey team achieved what many have called a miracle by defeating the seemingly unbeatable Soviet team and going on to win the gold medal. Their epic win has gone down in history as one of the most indelible moments in all of U.S. sports and has been a source of inspiration to a nation. At the heart of every soul breathes a passion, a vision sometimes silenced by the routine of everyday life. Yet there are those among us who refuse to tiptoe around unawakened dreams. They are the courageous ones who dare to challenge boundaries and unleash their untamed spirits. Today, on Animal ER Houston, Dr. Cornelius treats two cats poisoned by a deadly plant, and a family has a tough decision to make after their puppy was hit by a truck.
Kit came to New York for a fresh start, but she couldn't escape her past. She was barely scraping by as a chorus girl on a second-rate show when Nate the Nose, her ex's father, showed up and offered to set her up with a job at the hottest spot in town. All she had to do was a little favor from time to time.
Tommy Vercetti, the Vice City Kingpin. Tonight, we explore the true story that inspired one of the most popular video games of all time, Grand Theft Auto, Vice City.
You walk into the bank, you wave the gun around, and leave very rich men.
On November 27th, 1868, nearly 4 years to the day of the Sand Creek Massacre, Lieutenant Colonel George Armstrong Custer and his 7th Cavalry attacked Black Kettle's camp without warning and killed the chief. This time, Custer reported, Black Kettle did not escape.
Thomas is 10 years old and he has a dream. He is totally passionate about dinosaurs, but he has never seen one. This morning, he went to the Museum of Natural History for the first time in his life. Little Tommy just couldn't believe his eyes when he stood in front of his favorite dino, the incredible Tyrannosaurus Rex.
From the man behind the light, there is no escape. Knocking, banging, the sound without shape.